makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. We move on to the Browns in our game previews. The Browns finished 10-6 last season and beat the Texans in Cleveland. Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer thinks Houston will be ready for a victory this year. But first, remember you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72. Hut.
The Browns ran all over the Texans last season, with Jamal Lewis racking up 134 yards rushing. Cleveland also has firepower in the air, but an improved Texans defense could shut down quarterback Derek Anderson.
They do have firepower. Braylon Edwards, you talk about Kellen Winslow, you talk about Derek Anderson playing well. I mean, this team, it's just one nightmare after another offensively. Joe Thomas is an outstanding left tackle for the Browns. So offensively, it could be a hands-full kind of day for the Texans, but I think they're going to have their chances to match them with the Houston offense as long as everybody plays up to snuff.
So you're thinking a shootout here?
Yeah, I think it could be, you know, even though you're thinking cold weather Thanksgiving weekend, but, you know, often these things don't play out that way. You think of the Browns, the last time they were in the playoffs, they had that wild game with the Steelers, and that was in January. Anything's possible when you're on that playing surface in late November by the lake. You could have bad weather, but you could also have a pretty decent day in which you can throw the football. And I think the Texans will be able to do that against Cleveland. Yeah, they do have some talented defensive players. You have Cameron Wimbley, you have Willie McGinnis, you have Corey Williams coming over, but I think Houston will be able to move the football against the Browns.
How much pressure do you think the Browns have up front? Because that might be something the Texans can take advantage of.
Yeah, well, when you look at Cleveland, you have to wonder, do they have the personnel to make a playoff push on defense? You know, last year, 10-6, again, that's an outstanding record, and we would love to have that here in Houston, but it wasn't enough to get the Browns into the playoffs. Is that defense really and going to enable them to take that next step and to maintain the excellence of a 10-6 record? I'm not so sure.
How do you think the Texans approach this? They run the ball more, or do you think, no, just abandon that shootout with Matt Schaub?
Well, they're never going to abandon the run with the Texans. I mean, Gary Kubiak's going to want to run the football as much as he possibly can and do the bootlegs and all the plays that work so well off of it. So I think they're going to try their darndest to run the football. But if the Texans are going to have the kind of year that we expect or we hope for, they're going to have to throw it very effectively like they did last year with fewer turnovers, and that's the key in this game with the Browns.
The Texans have started a drawing for fans to purchase tickets to the team's first ever Monday Night Football game. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.